Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. Today, it's part three of a four-part series with John Munson, Vice President for Rural Capital Networks at AgStar and Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development's board. Munson says that rural Minnesota communities need to start thinking regionally rather than locally, working collaboratively for their region, leveraging resources and capital. That's how rural Minnesota needs to move forward. The Center for Rural Policy and Development's Marty Werner asked Munson about the human capital in rural Minnesota, those educated young people who typically migrate to a metro area, launch their careers, perhaps start a family, and then yearn for the trappings of their rural Minnesota roots.
They want to come back, but they may not be able to find a job in what they trained for. So is the community that they want to move to ready to support entrepreneurs and people who want to start their own businesses?
Well, what we learned through our regional competitiveness process, where our southern 38 counties sent leaders, 1,300 leaders, to roundtable meetings to discuss that, was that we don't have a good entrepreneurial culture, even in our largest cities. And there were a lot of reasons for that. But at the end of the day, we aren't prepared for this new growth opportunity and to really understand the needs of new startup companies. And many of them have incredible ideas, but moving it to commercialization is a process that few people really understand. And you have to have a culture and infrastructure and capital to support all of that work and expertise and management. And you have to leverage all that. So it's really a matter of passion. But we really have to have a culture that provides the support for all of that. There's just a lot of work to be done, but it takes a region to get these kinds of things accomplished. And if we can't think regionally, then I think the truth of it is, to be completely candid, is we're going to fail. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a problem.
You know, I don't want to let you go, John, without just kind of circling back to the agricultural economy, because I think that is and has been a mainstay of rural Minnesota. Right now, it seems like we're on a very, very robust agricultural economy.
Yeah, what we have is, to understand the dynamics of what's at play in agriculture today in Minnesota, the grain industry is quite strong. I think many would argue we're in a new market, meaning that prices are at a different level and where the new lows are going to be higher than the old highs. Mm-hmm. But the risk and the volatility is going to be more dramatic than we would see before. There'll be more ups and downs within that new market, and there'll be more real dollars at risk in this new market. So management's going to be a key. Risk management of your pricing and marketing of your crop is going to be really important. Crop insurance is going to be really important to all of this. Also, I think what you're seeing is the livestock industry, especially dairy, remains stressed because as prices remain high, and if you are having to purchase feed, which many of them have to, it still is difficult.
Thanks, John. We'll have to stop there. We'll do part four next week. John Munson is Vice President for Rural Capital Networks at AgStar and also Vice Chair for the Center for Rural Policy and Development's board. I'm Jim Gullickson, along with Marnie Werner. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.